Title: In California, the statutory right to seek public injunctive relief is unwaivable. Content: On April 6, 2017, in the matter Sharon McGill v. Citibank, N.A., the California Supreme Court ruled unanimously that an arbitration agreement that waives a statutory right to seek public injunctive relief in any forum is contrary to California public policy and is therefore unenforceable under California law. In arriving at its ruling, the court distinguished between class action waivers and the waiver of the right to public injunctive relief. The court held that class actions are a procedural device that enforces substantive law, while the right to public injunctive relief is an unwaivable substantive statutory remedy that the legislature has expressly made available under certain laws. Although this is not an employment case, the court's holding is important in the employment context because it distinguishes between the waiver at issue in the agreement, which it ruled was unenforceable, and class action waivers, which many employers include in their mandatory arbitration agreements. Background: The McGill case involves consumer and plaintiff Sharon McGill, who opened a credit card account with defendant Citibank and purchased a credit protector plan in 2001. The original account agreement did not contain an arbitration provision. However, Citibank sent her a notice of change in terms of the agreement, which amended the original agreement to include an arbitration provision subjecting all claims arising out of the agreement to arbitration. The notice also provided that claims and remedies sought as part of a class action, private attorney general, or other representative action would also be subject to arbitration on an individual basis only, and that the arbitrator could award relief only on an individual, non-class, non-representative basis. The notice provided plaintiff with the option to decline the arbitration provision and continue using her credit card under the existing terms until the end of her current membership year or the expiration date on her card. Plaintiff did not decline the terms. Plaintiff received additional documents notifying her about the terms of the arbitration provision, but plaintiff did not opt out and continued to use her Citibank card. The trial court denies Citibank's motion to compel arbitration as to plaintiff's claims for public injunctive relief, citing the Broughton-Cruz rule in 2011. Plaintiff filed a putative class action against Citibank, alleging that Citibank's marketing and administration of its creditor protector insurance plan violated California's consumer protection laws. Plaintiff sought monetary and punitive damages and public injunctive relief under California's unfair competition law, UCL, Bus, and Professor Code 17200E to seek the false advertising law, FAL, Bus, and Professor Code 1750E to seek, and the Consumer Legal Remedies Act, CLRA, CIVA Code 1750E to seek. Citibank moved to compel arbitration. Plaintiff opposed the motion, arguing that the arbitration agreement was unenforceable under the Broughton-Cruz rule, established by the California Supreme Court in Brufthon v. Cigna Health Plans, 21 Cal. 4th 1066, 1992, and Cruz v. Pacific Air Health Systems Incorporated, 30 Cal. 4th 303, 2003, plaintiff argued that pursuant to the rule, arbitration provisions that require arbitration of UCL, FAL, or CLRA injunctive relief claims brought for the public's benefit are against California public policy and therefore unenforceable. The trial court agreed with plaintiff in part and denied Citibank's motion as to plaintiff's claims for public injunctive relief under the CLRA, UCL, and false advertising law. The Court of Appeal overturns the trial court's ruling and compels arbitration of all of plaintiff's claims on appeal. Plaintiff argued that the arbitration agreement was unenforceable as to plaintiff's claims for public injunctive relief because the agreement precluded her from seeking public injunctive relief in any forum, including arbitration. In support of this, plaintiff pointed to the requirement in the agreement that she waive her right to pursue claims in arbitration on behalf of a class, as a private attorney general action, or other representative action. Citibank agreed with this interpretation of the agreement. The appellate court rejected plaintiff's argument and overturned the trial court's ruling. The court held that the Federal Arbitration